马拉基书第二章第十三节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 13。
你们又行了一件这样的事，使前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪，遮盖耶和华的坛，以致耶和华不再看顾那供物，也不乐意从你们手中收纳。
This is another thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and with groaning, because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from your hand.
你们还说这是为什么呢?
Yet you say, for what reason?
十七节。
Verse 17.
你们用言语反锁耶和华，你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢?
You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, how have we wearied him?
我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
We will read this portion of scripture for now.
我们已经说过，马拉基书乃是说到主耶稣第一次来以前以色列人的光景。
We have already spoken that Malachi speaks of the condition of the Israelites before the Lord's first coming.
还有主耶稣第二次来以前教会的光景。
And also the condition of the church before the Lord's second coming.
神有属地的子民，有属天的子民。
God has his earthly people and his heavenly people.
像亚伯拉罕有属地的，有属天的子孙一样。
It is like Abraham who has his heavenly descendants and earthly descendants.
属地的子孙像海边的沙那么多。
The earthly descendants are as the sand on the seashore.
属天的子孙像天上的星那么多。
And the heavenly descendants are like the stars in the sky.
神怎样对待属地的子民？
And how God was to the earthly people.
神就对怎样对待属天的子民。
And in the same way he is to his heavenly people.
所以以色列的故事就是教会的故事。
So the story of Israel is the story of the church.
以色列历史就是教会的历史。
The history of Israel is the history of the church.
讲到以色列预言从被掳归回到弥赛亚第一次来。
And regarding prophecy from the time Israel was taken captive until the Messiah's first coming.
那个预言当然是讲到以色列人的。
That prophecy refers to the Israelites.
但同时也反映到主耶稣第二次来，那么关乎从马丁路德改革开始一直到主回来。
It also concerns the time from the Protestant Reformation until the Lord's second coming.
关乎教会将来是怎样的，也写在马拉基书。
And what the church will be like is also in Malachi.
所以现在我们来看怎样在我们眼前。这些预言很奇妙的应验。
We will see how these scriptures are amazingly fulfilled before our eyes.
我们说过，祭司应该就是文士。
We spoke that the priest should also be the scribe.
一个亲近神的人就能解释神的话。
One who draws close to God is also able to explain.
因为当他见到父神的面光。
Because when he sees the light from the Father,
圣灵就在他里面说话。
The Holy Spirit works within him.
就把他所启示的在圣经里面的话就让我们明白。
And he allows us to understand the words he has revealed in the Bible.
所以在光中得以见光。
So you see light in light.
神的面光可以引到圣经中的光。
The light in God's face can show us the light in the Bible.
这样我们就明白律法。
And that way we understand the law.
这样我们就有了就长存知识。
And then we can have knowledge.
所以人在祭司的身上他所期待的是他的知识。
So people should see the knowledge in a priest.
因为祭司的嘴里常存知识。
For the lips of a priest should preserve knowledge.
然后也当由他口中寻求律法。
And men should seek instruction from his mouth.
因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。
For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
你怎么知道他是使者？
How do you know he's a messenger?
他不只有主的话。
He not only has the word of God.
他也是亲近主的人。
But he also draws close to God.
所以道理、学问、神学一点错也没有。
So there should be nothing wrong in his knowledge and his theology. Anything that is incorrect is within him.
他慢慢的就把圣经的知识就当作物理、化学来追求。
Gradually he pursues Bible knowledge the way he pursues chemistry or physics.
他忘记了。所有今天的知识必须是生命树的知识。
He forgot that all knowledge today should come from the tree of life.
所以现在我们看见当时当以斯拉回来的时候。
So we see that when Ezra came back.
你看见不止把神的童把神的话带回来。
He brought back the word of God.
也把神的童带带回来。
He also brought back the presence of God.
所以大卫说我寻求你的面。
David said, I seek your face.
他不只有主的话。
He not only had the word of God, but also sought for his faith. Unfortunately, according to this passage, whether it's the condition of the Israelites before the first coming, or the condition of the church before the second coming, when you read these passages, you will wake up. Here it gives us an example. A list of a priest to preserve knowledge. And you should be able to find the law from his mouth.
所以如果这样的话,
if that is
the
case, when you come to the priest, it's like coming before God. And even if he also explains the Bible, clearly it is the Holy Spirit explaining the Bible. The Bible interprets the word. And the word of God is very clear. Let me give you a clear example. Verse
13.
In chapter
2.
This is another thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, weeping, and groaning. Because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from your hand. This is a small matter. It occurs in family. But some people have been treacherous against their wife. So they divorced their wife.
所以结果前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪就遮盖了耶和华的坛。
And their former wife's tears, weeping and groaning covers the altar.
以致耶和华不再看顾那供物，也不乐意从你们手里受拿。
Because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from her hand.
明白吗？ 在这里很清楚的。
Here it is very clear. Many times God does not hear our prayer because you have difficulties with your wife. If you do not have peace with your wife,
你不管怎么样, 你来到神的面前,
no matter what, whenever you come before God, it's as if God does not hear your prayer. As if you cannot feel his presence. Until you repent. Until you say sorry.
你看见这件事就过去,
and then this thing passes.
所以弟兄姊妹, 一个作为一个祭司的人,
so a priest.
一个作为一个, 文士的人,
a scribe.
他不能光是头脑知道神的话,
they cannot just know the Bible in their head.
他必须要活出神的话,
they must live out the word of God.
所以在这个时候, 当你看见前妻的眼泪遮满了耶和华的坛,
so when you see that the wife's tears have covered the altar,
那圣灵神说, 以至于耶和华不再看顾那个供物,
and it says that the Lord no longer regards the offering,
也不乐意从你们手里受拿,
or accepts it with favor from your hand.
对不起, 这句话是对祭司们说,
these words were spoken to priests.
很清楚的, 但是祭司们会问一问,
but the priest will ask a question.
这个完全叫我们结婚,
and this causes us to be completely surprised.
一般的弟兄们可以问这个问题,
nor any brother or sister can ask it. But someone who knows the Bible shouldn't ask this question. The priest should not ask this question, nor the scribe. Yet you say, for what reason? Do you need to ask why? If you speak for the Lord, do you not know why?
你活在主面前,你解释那么多的圣经,
if you live before the Lord and if you interpret the Bible, do you not know why?
所以现在清楚不清楚? 这里有人,
here a few people have great Bible knowledge. They know how to interpret the Bible.
也常常告诉人说,
and they tell people how wives or husbands should be. So their family should be a standard. They must be a good husband. And their wife should be a good wife. So if you find such books in the library, then there should be no difficulty in the church. But where did the problems come from? They didn't happen in any brother or sister. But they happened in the priest. Those who knew the Bible. And when God spoke, when the Holy Spirit came,
你看见应该只有顺服才对。
You should obey.
应该这个时候悔改才对。
At this time you should repent.
弟兄姊妹, 你们还说,
and yet you say,
这是为什么呢?
For what reason?
一点的感觉都没有。
There is no feeling whatsoever.
圣经很熟。
They're very familiar with the Bible.
但是他对圣灵的感觉是麻木到不能再麻木。
But they are completely ignorant of the Holy Spirit's
presence. 有没有一个人他是圣经使者？
Is there any theologian
而他居然是没有感觉的
who has no feeling whatsoever?
因为你们还说这是为什么呢
Yet you say, for what reason?
应该知道，你们应该知道。
You should know.
知道是知道。
You know it.
活出来是另外一件事。
But to live it out is another matter.
所以下面说，因耶和华在你和你幼年的躯的躯中间做见证。
It says, because the Lord has been a witness between you and the wife of your youth.
她真是你的配偶。
And though she is your companion,
又是你盟约的妻。
And your wife by covenant.
你却以诡诈待她。
But you have dealt treacherously with her.
结果你把她休了。
And then you divorced her.
在神的眼光中来看，你是用诡诈来对待她。
In God's eyes, you have dealt with her treacherously.
但是这些学者还问说，这是为什么？
And yet these scholars ask, for what reason?
摩西不是答应说可以给休书吗？
Didn't Moses permit a writing of bill of divorcement?
弟兄姊妹，如果就的道理来说，
Theoretically,
就的律法来说，
By the law,
你看你这些人很有道理。
You see that these people have a
right. 按理来讲，他们应该没有话说。
Theoretically, there should be nothing to say.
如果根据神永远的旨意，他们没有话说。
According to the will of God, they have nothing to say.
但是根据律法，他们有话要说。
But according to the law, they do have a
word to say. 不过那个律法是神许可的旨意，不是神原始的旨意。
But that law is what the Lord permitted, not His will.
所以主耶稣怎么说？
So what did the Lord say?
起初不是这样。
But in the beginning, it was not so.
是因为你们硬心刚硬，所以神许可你。
But God allowed this because of the hardness of your heart.
结果人家把神许可的旨意当作神永远的旨意。
And then people took what God permitted to be God's eternal purpose.
许多父亲咬紧牙齿陪着女儿走到祭坛那一段。
Many fathers gritted their teeth and walked with their daughters down the aisle.
他从第一天他知道他女儿要嫁给这个人。
Before they knew that their daughter would be married to this man.
他知道问题在哪里。
They knew where the problem was.
但是等到女儿坚持要嫁给他的时候。
But when the daughter insisted that she wanted to be married.
你叫父亲不能不点头。
The father can't but agree.
那个旨意是许可的。
That is the will of being permitted.
那个旨意不是神永远的旨意。
But that is not God's eternal purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天人到一个地步。
So today people have reached the point.
他不问说神起初如何。
They no longer ask what it was so in the beginning.
他们问的一个问题就是，他们问的问题是不是神许可我们这样做。
But they ask if God has permitted us to do this.
所以明白吗，弟兄？这就是我们读圣经的难处。
And this is our difficulty in reading the Bible.
我们不问说神起初是怎么说的。
We don't ask what God said in the beginning.
只要神许可，我们就可以做了。
As long as the Lord permits, we'll do it.
只要圣经没有反对，我们就可以做了。
If the Bible doesn't oppose it, we do it.
我们的态度应该是。
Our attitude.
如果神没有怎么说，我们怎么敢做？
If God didn't say so, then how would we dare do this?
所以有一首诗歌说。
There's a hymn that says.
就是你许可，我也不要。
Even if you allow, I don't want it.
我要你的旨意。
I want your will.
所以就是许多时候我们强迫神的心。
Many times we force God's heart.
强迫到一个地步，神说好了，我让你吧。
We force him to the point that he allows us.
就好像父亲叹一口气一样。
Just like the father who sighed.
女儿一定要这样，那结果就这样。
The daughter insists, and then this is so.
所以现在很清楚的。
So now it's clear.
当然，这些人可以说这是为什么呢？
Of course, these people can say why.
如果你答应可以给休书。
If you allow a bill of divorcement,
你为什么不看过那个公物呢？
Why don't you look upon it?
你为什么不乐意从他们手里接纳这个公物呢？
Why don't you accept it happily?
弟兄姊妹，对一般弟兄姊妹来说，
to most brothers,
对软弱的人来说，
to people who are weak,
可以问说为什么？
They can ask why.
所以现在。